Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Using you in IELTS speaking, a guide to pronouns and formality. Many IELTS test takers wonder about the appropriate level of formality in the speaking test and whether using you is acceptable. This article delves into the nuances of using pronouns like you, we, and people in the IELTS speaking exam, providing clarity on maintaining a balanced and natural tone. Understanding formality in IELTS speaking. The IELTS speaking test aims to assess your natural communication skills. While it's important to demonstrate your English proficiency with a range of vocabulary and grammatical structures, you don't need to sound overly formal or academic. The key is to find a balance between being respectful, addressing the examiner politely, sounding natural, using language that feels comfortable and spontaneous. Can you use you in IELTS speaking? The short answer is, yes, you can use you in the IELTS speaking test. However, it's crucial to use it judiciously and appropriately. Here's a breakdown. When to use you. Addressing the examiner directly. It's perfectly natural to say thank you or could you repeat the question, please? Talking about general experiences. When discussing common situations, using you can make your language sound more engaging. For instance, when you travel to a new country, it's important to be respectful of local customs. When to be cautious with you. Making generalizations. Avoid using you to make sweeping statements about groups of people or cultures. This can come across as insensitive or even offensive. For example, avoid saying, "You in Western countries are always in a hurry," sounding accusatory. Be careful not to use you in a way that blames or accuses the examiner. Alternatives to you. To maintain a balanced tone, consider these alternatives. People. Use this to refer to people in general. People often find it challenging to learn a new language. 1. A more formal alternative to you when discussing general situations. One might feel nervous when taking an important exam. We can be used to create a sense of inclusivity. We all have different ways of learning. Examples from IELTS speaking topics. Let's examine how to use pronouns effectively in typical IELTS speaking topics. Topic: describe a time you visited a new place. With you, when you arrive in a new city, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Alternative: many people feel overwhelmed when they arrive in a new city. Topic: discuss the importance of education. With you need a good education to succeed in life. Avoid this, it's too generalizing. Alternative: access to quality education is widely recognized as a key factor in personal and societal progress. Tips for success. Practice makes perfect. Record yourself speaking and analyze your use of pronouns. Listen to model answers. Pay attention to how experienced speakers use you and other pronouns. Be confident and natural. The examiner wants to hear you speak fluently and express your ideas clearly. Conclusion. Using you in the IELTS speaking test is acceptable when used thoughtfully. Remember to prioritize clear communication, respect, and a balance between formality and natural expression. With practice and awareness, you can confidently demonstrate your English fluency and achieve your desired IELTS score. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.